the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. We want to thank you so much for subscribing to our show today on iTunes. So we have an amazing gift for you with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now today on the show, we have an incredible guest for you, Liz Diamandis. And Liz is just an average person like you and me. She's a web designer and a photographer. And she's been overweight for years, and she tried every single diet you can imagine, from Weight Watchers to diet pills to spicy food diet to the green tea diet, high protein diet, all kinds of things that she's tried. And none of it really worked with her until she tried the paleo diet. And after she tried the paleo diet, everything just worked for her, it fit into place. And she's done incredibly well, lost a lot of weight, looks great, feels great, she has more energy than ever. And now she decided to blog about it, so she's got this amazing blog called PaleoOnABudget.com. And, they've got thousands and thousands of fans and thousands of people learning how to eat healthier and on a budget. And because so many people, the biggest excuse they have for not eating healthier and living a healthier lifestyle is that they can't afford it. But Liz can actually show you how to spend less than $400 a month on food, have an amazing healthy diet, and a really good diet, and lose weight, look better, feel better all at the same time. So enjoy the show today, take great notes, and make an incredible day. Well, Liz, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in your paleo diet.
Well, first of all, great to be here. My background actually started by trying a million and one diets. Way back when, I think I tried Weight Watchers, I've tried SlimFast, the green tea diet pills. I even tried diet pills. I tried Ally. If you can name a diet, I've probably tried it. And one day my fiance just looked at me and was like, there's this thing called the paleo diet. And I was like, what the heck is the paleo diet? And he was like, well, it's where you eat like meat and veggies and fruit. And I was like, meat's going to make me sick, because I was having some really bad problems where it was on the verge of, does she have Crohn's? Does she have something else? Nobody really knew. They knew I had some ulcers, and so I gave it a shot. I mean, what did I have to lose? I had seen a picture of myself from recently and was like, wow, this is what SlimFast is doing for me, which is nothing. So I tried the paleo diet and lost a bunch of weight quick, and noticed it was more my energy change, though. Which is why I enjoyed it so much and have kept with it for over a year and a half. The energy change, the lack of sluggishness halfway through the day. I don't know, like that normal 3 o'clock sluggishness. I don't get anymore, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's been my start to finish paleo.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you have more energy now. Are there any other changes that you noticed?
Besides the more energy, I'm sleeping better at night. It's like, you go to sleep and you stay asleep. It's not like you wake up 300 times a night anymore, which is awesome. I hated that. And, I don't know, like, no acne anymore. And none of that randomness. I always hated that, so that's gone. Super excited.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you tried all these other diets. What do you think was kind of the difference for you between paleo and the other things that you were doing?
Paleo wasn't just a diet. With like SlimFast, with Weight Watchers, with anything, they don't teach you how to eat. Weight Watchers gives you a points value. So your piece of bread is worth so many points, your rice is worth so many points. So you're learning how to eat off of a point system, but you're not learning how to eat off of what your body needs. So your body one day might need the Weight Watchers equivalent of 60 points because you've done CrossFit or you've really worked out, you've gone for that 3 mile run, and it doesn't take into account for that. Whereas with paleo, you're learning how to eat from the beginning. So you're learning that your body needs this amount of food on a day when you work out a lot, and it needs this much amount of food when you're taking a rest day. And without having that point value, you're really learning to listen to your body, which is crucial to staying healthy and to even losing weight, because some people are eating their 30 points because that's what they're told to do, and maybe they need to fast for a day, and they don't know that that's okay. So that's really where paleo varies from some of the other standard diets you see right now.
Gotcha. So what you really learned was not just, what foods are good for you, but more about you know, to listen to your internal body and your internal feelings about how, you know, you should be eating.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of people don't even realize that their bodies are giving them signals. And even now, a year and a half later being paleo, I'll notice that I might go to reach for that handful of almonds and I'll be like, am I eating it because I'm hungry or because it's just habit? And you find yourself more and more evaluating what you're eating and how different foods make you feel. Some days, you know, a little piece of cheese or an extra handful of almonds might not feel the same as a week later. So it's also seeing what your stress level does to you and just really working with your body.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so what you're really talking about is more conscious eating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way you talk about it is kind of interesting because most people, you know, they'll never talk about, you know, how a handful of almonds may or may not be what they really want or if it's their stress related. You know, most people just unconsciously go through the day going to McDonald's or, you know, some kind of fast food. And it's their eating is so unconscious, they don't even think about what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's amazing, like, looking at what I ate then versus now, and just seeing not only portion size change, because, I mean, obviously now I'm taking a much bigger portion of steak, but it's also knowing that you don't need that rice or that pasta or that sort of what people would call comfort food to back it up, because the steak is enough, or the plate of eggs in the morning is enough. And I think if people more and more just sat back and was like, you know, why am I eating this? I mean, it's kind of like that bag of M&Ms you secretly keep hidden in the back of your cabinet for when you're stressed out. You know, you don't need that anymore, which is awesome.
Gotcha. And so you're cutting out the carbs, obviously, with the paleo diet, so you're not doing any kind of grains or anything like that?
No, I don't do any sort of grains, not even rice or white potatoes. Some people can tolerate white potatoes or rice. It's really more up to their body. But if they can do that, that's fantastic, and it gives them just a little bit more variety. But I even have to be careful as far as, like, sweet potatoes go, just because of the carb level in those.
Gotcha. And so what do you notice when you eat grains or something like that?
Actually, I had eaten something and I hadn't realized that there was a little bit of wheat in it, and I got wicked sick. I'm noticing that my tolerance for wheat products is getting less and less, so I'm getting sicker every time I eat a little bit of wheat, but I've always been very allergic to grains. And it's just now kind of realizing what was making me sick way back when was the grains. It wasn't the steak or the tomatoes or whatever else the doctors had thought it was for me. So I really have canceled out all grains. And I actually just did a Whole 30 challenge. I don't know if you've heard of that yet.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yep, we actually just on Paleo on a Budget did a Whole 30 challenges group for people that wanted to sign up. And I will tell you, completely cutting out things like dairy and alcohol and all forms of carb and soy have really made the world's biggest difference. Even energy-wise, like, I thought I was pretty energetic already, but I don't need that second or third cup of coffee now because of just even making those small changes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us more about Paleo on a Budget, your blog, and kind of the stuff that you're sharing.
Well, we do a lot of coupon sharing. I like to help people, just give them different ideas for, like, their grocery store trips for the week or different meal plans. I post my personal shopping trips weekly and my meal plans, and I also actually post the Trader Joe's and the Whole Foods sale list with their matching coupons if they have any, so people know when they are going to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's what are the best deals to look for. Makes their life just a little bit easier. And also some easy inexpensive recipes and how to incorporate those, especially if you're a busy mom or dad who's trying to eat really healthy and have the kids eat healthy, but you can't really do it, you know, don't really have a lot of time to do it, so mm-hmm. kind of all of that into one is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so, I mean, it's pretty interesting that, you know, you tried all these different diets and none of them really worked for you, and then you found this, it worked for you, and
right.
then you started blogging about it and teaching people online how to do it. You know, what really inspired you to do that?
Well, really, I just like talking to people, and my fiance knew that about me, and he was just like, you should start a blog. And I was like, all right, I will just start a blog. And I've tried starting blogs for years on random topics and never kept this one up, but this one stuck, and it's been a blast ever since. And since we got the Facebook page up and running and being able to have that communication with people asking questions or just commenting has been so much fun and really been the reason the blog's become as big as it is. So,
mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
And so are you finding that a lot of the people that are reading and participating and learning from you that they're, you know, getting the kind of results that you got on the diet?
Some people, yeah. Some people have already seen paleo results, and now they're just, their budget's changed a little bit, so they're looking for just a little something new. Some people are brand new to paleo, and they're just looking for some guidance. So we're seeing a whole range of results in people, but everybody that I've talked to said that they felt 100% better on the diet, so.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And so, I mean, your diet is basically like, you know, like meat and eggs and lots of veggies and fruits,
yep,
and produce. So it's all unprocessed stuff.
Yep.
I mean, how do you save money or get coupons for that?
Well, frozen veggies. Some people look at me and they're like, are you serious, frozen veggies? But yes, you have to be careful what brands you buy. Some brands will put stuff like random stuff like baking soda in their frozen veggies. But I tell people to go for the frozen veggies and stock up when they're on sale. If they're under a dollar a bag for whatever it is, you know that that's the way to go. So if I can get a huge bag of broccoli for a dollar, that's going to save me a lot of money down the road, just because a head of broccoli is what, at my grocery store, $1.69 a pound. So to get the equivalent amount of broccoli, it costs me at least $3. So that's really where you start to save money. And I tell people to look for the manager special on their meat at their grocery store. Or, like, my grocery store is a pre-frozen section with meat that's about to go bad, but they froze it, and they sell it for at least a dollar off a pound. So those are the ways you can save money, and just to stock up. So if they have steak tips that are 50% off, and you can buy 3 or 4 packages of them, you want to buy the 3 or 4 packages if you can afford it, because next week, when they're normal price, you have saved your money already. So.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what other tips are you sharing with people to save money?
Coupons. I am a couponing freak. I love coupons. But people don't realize that things like toilet paper, paper towels, toothpaste, toothbrushes, you know, those like basic necessities cost a lot. So when you can get like Reynolds wrap for $1 a piece because you have a coupon and a sale and it's just everything worked out, then you really should be stocking up on that, because that's going to save you even more money than what you thought down the road. So also working with people to see what sort of prices are the right price. Like, you don't really want to be spending over, like, let's say, 80 cents per Bounty paper towel while it's on sale. Because that's going to save you more money down the road. Yeah, you might be spending a little bit more now, but down the road, you'll save. So.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of people, if you tell them to eat more fruits and vegetables and it's so important, you know, they'll say, well, I can't afford it. It's so expensive. So can you give us kind of an idea of how much money people are spending with, you know, with your diet?
Some people can spend up to $200 a week if they're buying super organic, super grass-fed, high-quality everything. But myself, personally, I spend $50 a week at most.
Wow.
On average, not including my stock-up weeks. But I don't personally eat a lot of fruit because I'm still losing weight, and so the fruit has too much sugar in it for me. Which is another thing I've learned being paleo. So for me, it's more the veggies and the meat. So if I can stock up when it's cheap, then it shouldn't have to be, you know, a costly thing. And also knowing when to stock up, because I don't think a lot of people realize that it's okay to do that.
Right. So. They're kind of afraid to buy too much.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid. To be that person in the grocery store that's buying, like, you know, 5 packages of ground beef, and it's like, don't be afraid, just buy it up. I mean, when my grocery store has something, like, super on sale, I'm like the girl with, I don't know, packages and packages and packages of meat or frozen veggies, and yeah, they look at me a little bit weirdly, but so what? Yeah, it works out. And also the people that are doing a dual household where somebody might be paleo and somebody might not be paleo, making sure that you're couponing and stocking up and trying to save money on both sides of the spectrum, because that's a little bit harder to do, especially on a tight budget, is to make both sides happy. So making sure that if their Pringles are on sale or their pasta's on sale or their canned soup's on sale, that, you know, you're stocking up a little bit at a time there too to make their life equally as easy. So.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, that's a good tip. So, well, thank you so much for sharing with us today, Liz. Where can people
Anytime.
find out more kind of about you and your blog?
Well, you can head over to paleoonabudget.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/paleoonabudget.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, Liz. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnals again. Hope you enjoyed the show today with Liz Diamandis. Hey, we would love to get your feedback on the show and hear what you think. So please go to our website at iTunes and give us a review. Let us know what you thought of the show. We'd love to hear your feedback. And if there's anything we can do to improve the show, we'd be happy to help. If you have any questions at any time, come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Wishing you an incredible day. Take care now.